Jewel and I have been friends since preschool, when we wore matching pairs of white leather sandals. During playtime, we discovered we could attach our bands and pretend to be contestants in a three-legged race. I'm dying to tell her about Miri. She would freak out. I'm freaking out. It's all I can do not to stand on my chair and scream at the top of my lungs, "My sister's a witch!" I know, it's not my secret to tell. If I were a witch, I would blab to the world. Although, then everyone would know I was putting spells on them. Where would the fun be in that? I'm also dying to tell Jewel because it would give us something we could bond over. It would be just like old times, the two of us whispering secrets. We always had other friends, but we were the team. Occasionally the three-legged team. Maybe one day we'll be a team again. It's not as if we had a fight, I remind myself as she flips a page. She's just really busy with her fashion show friends. I spot Tammy at the front of the room, looking for me. I motion hello, but the thing is, the seat next to me is already taken. She finds a spot two rows ahead of us, next to Janice Cooper. Janice hardly ever talks in class, and she always looks very serious when she takes notes. Tammy is friends with her, and she sits with us at lunch. She wears her straight, long brown hair half up in a gold barrette every day. She's a bit geeky, but that's all right.
Which do you like better?
Jewel whispers 20 minutes later, while Miss Hayward is explaining the surface area of the polygon on the blackboard. She slips me a stack of glossy pages ripped from months' worth of magazines. All feature A-list-looking models and barely-there designer dresses. Jewel doesn't pay much attention in math class. Why should she when she knows I can explain it all to her later? I'm really good at math. I mean, really good.